This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
He chose a life of purpose. Sounds corny, like a Memorial Day speech.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
I'm optimistic. I've never been more optimistic in my entire life. Here's why. Democracy is not perfect. It's never been good. Perfect.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Everywhere, people are hurting. The national average is at $4.60 a gallon, so that is an all-time high. There is not one state in this country right now that has gas for less than $4 a gallon.
Bush.
And as we progress beyond Memorial Day, I now peg our odds at $5 a gallon gasoline nationwide at 60%, so that could be coming.
Yeah, stop it. Nope, can't afford it.
Well, what can we afford?
Black hole in the center of your chest.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show on this Memorial Day, the final hour of the show today. Howie and Grace will be back tomorrow during their regularly scheduled programs. Happy to be carrying the torch today is myself and Toby Leary, who guest hosted the Grace Curley Show. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Now, at this time each Monday, we like to go to you and ask, what have you noticed? What are you thanking Brandon for? Brandon being Joe Biden. As you know, people, they go out over the weekends. They make their pilgrimages to grocery stores, to the shopping malls to get a new pair of shoes, or, you know, maybe they needed to pick up a few supplies for their hobby or their side hustle, whatever it might be. And you came back with a story. Boy, you're not going to be able to get that piece of equipment for another 6 weeks because of supply chain shortages, or such and such is held up because of COVID, or whatever it might be. And we let you sound off. We take notes while you're sounding off, how he uses you as material for his columns. But it's all true stuff that comes directly from you. So we call it Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
And you can chime in with your thanks to the Commander-in-Chief at 844-500-4242. Or you can text Howie to 63566. Text the word Howie to followed by your message, again at that number, 63566. We can read your text on the air here. 844-500-4242. Let's start off with Bob. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Bob, what do you want to thank Brandon for?
Yeah, I'm a retired member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, but I'll save that for another day. And I'm going to say, one of my union brothers posted about the price of electricity recently.
Mm-hmm.
And all I said was, let's go, Brandon, right? And the guy came back at me like, bleepity bleep, you Trump lover. And I never mentioned I was a Trump lover. He just like sort of threatened me. So I unfriended the clown. And I happen to might see him in a couple of months. So it should be interesting.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll be an interesting reunion. Energy prices. Of course, there's gas is just involved with everything at some point in the stage. So, yeah, it does play into it, and that's a huge factor. Gas, oil, fuel prices, it really affects every aspect of our lives. I mean, that's one of the big reasons for the inflation of everything. And again, national average for vehicle fuel, you know, what you're paying at the pump, $4.62. I'm sure it's a little higher around the metro areas, but it's awful. Can't stand it. Thanks, Bob. Chris, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. I think it's important to learn new things
and I want to thank the former vice president for teaching me a very important lesson in empathy. I think it's important to be empathetic and to understand where, you know, everybody's coming from. And I had never understood before many of my left-leaning friends and family who are embarrassed to be American. I couldn't empathize until our pullout from Afghanistan. It was the first time in my life that I was ashamed to be an American. And Brandon taught me that.
Yeah, that's a good one, Chris. And I think a lot of us can empathize with that. And there have been many days since that took place where I think we can say with some degree of honesty that we were ashamed or at the very least embarrassed to say that this is our president. And we can certainly understand now why, you know, somebody like President Obama felt the way he did after George Bush, and he went around on the World Apology Tour back in 2009. I remember that. It's funny you bring that up, Chris. I saw at the grocery store the other day, a couple of weeks ago. This has nothing to do with prices or anything, but this man was wearing a T-shirt and it had writing on it, and one of the lines was English. Everything else was in a different language, and it was the line was, "I apologize for our president," and it was just that in English, and then all these other languages over and over. The whole T-shirt was, "I apologize for our president," in probably about 20 different languages. And it was funny, but it was also clever because you don't know who he's talking about. Was that something he bought during the Trump era, or is that something he purchased recently? I'd like to think it's the latter, but that's a good coverall shirt if you want to go that route. Thanks again for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. What do you want to thank Brandon for on this Memorial Day as you're enjoying the leftovers of your barbecue from earlier in the day, going in, you know, did we put those burgers in the fridge? Let's heat those up again. Jake, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jake.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I want to thank him for the price of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
I live down here in Louisiana. I was right in the track of Hurricane Laura. It takes 20 gallons of gasoline to run the generator every other day.
Oh, my God.
No way in the world I can afford 20 gallons of gas every other day.
You go through 20 gallons every other day? So 10 gallons a day you're going through?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
That's correct.
70 gallons a week. You're paying in excess of $250 a week at least just to keep power in your home just for 1 week.
Yes. But so, no gasoline for the generator means no AC.
Oh, boy.
Which also means no refrigerator. Now, when Laura came through here and did a job on us, it took 9 months to get a refrigerator to replace the one we had. When the breakers trip on your box, it destroys the refrigerator.
Is that so?
You got enough juice in the generator to run a refrigerator, it's screwed. It blew out when the fuses let go.
Man, I'm so sorry to hear that, Jake. I really hope this situation improves, not for all of us, but for you as well, and in more ways than one. Not only are you dealing with high gas prices, you're still recovering from that hurricane. When do you think you're going to get back to any place of normalcy? When are you going to be off the generator?
Well, we were on the generator 9 weeks. Then we got our power, you know, the local power company, CMP, of Louisiana, if you will. But it took 9 months to get the old refrigerator out and locate a new one somewhere. 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Refrigerator demand, I think, has been pretty high of late, and like anything, because, and thanks for the call, Jake. I really do hope things get better for you soon. Refrigerators, like everything else, are basically computers now. It's crazy. You can get a TV pretty much inside your refrigerator. Touchscreen computer on your fridge. Apps you can put on your fridge. Some of the stuff I've seen. It's nuts. But every single one of them, I would imagine, uses semiconductors, which there's a backlog of. There's a huge demand, not enough supply. Thanks again for the call, Jake. 844-500-4242-207. This is the first time in my life I'm scared of the government. Never thought the day would come, and I'm only 40. I mean, it's terrifying the things they're trying. A lot of things they're putting up as trial balloons, but they're even taking it a step further. If we almost had a board of disinformation. We almost had a real-life Ministry of Truth. If you want to think that was just a trial balloon, think again, that was going to be an extension of Joe Biden's cabinet. And it was had somebody for the top position. And thankfully, it's being disbanded. But that's frightening. And Joe Biden is just, again, this shadow president who takes his orders from somebody else and goes with the flow on anything else. Is easily influenced. And you have Justin Trudeau up to our north freezing gun sales. What's to stop Joe Biden from doing that? Saying, gee, that French guy's got a pretty good idea. Why don't we do that? Who's to say? Who's to say? 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your thanks, Brandon, calls. Coming up, I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Taking your calls on Let's Go Brandon. What do you want to thank Brandon for this hour? For venturing out into the grocery stores, the shopping malls of America over the weekend. Or maybe you stayed inside because that's all you can do is try to keep cool and keep your gas tank at a nice level so you're insured that you have enough to get through the week as many people are coming to that stage. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. That's jjmanning.com. Matt, what is today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which generation is the most generous and tolerant, least prejudiced, and the best educated? The greatest generation, the silent generation, baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, or Millennials, or Generation Z?
I'm going with my generation. That's Generation Y, or more commonly referred to with a negative connotation, but we're not all bad, Millennials.
Nope, everybody hates you. it's Baby Boomers.
It's a common theme in my life, Matt.
49%.
49% say Baby Boomers. Well, I, again, tip my hat to my elders. Just once again, showing off how generous and tolerant and non-prejudiced and really educated to know enough to tip my hat to my elders that I really am, which I think should show who the greatest, most tolerant, and all that jazz generation is. But nevertheless, congratulations, baby boomers. You've won again. just another thing millennials have to be salty with you about, to use a millennial term, salty. 844-500-4242. 603 says, I want to thank Brandon for showing us the vision of America under socialism. Buckle up. It's still to get worse. 860, Taylor, wait. Google diesel exhaust fluid shortage. All the newer diesel trucks won't run without it, and it's already being rationed out. So I did look it up, and it looks like China banned the export, I believe, of AdBlue or urea, which is an additive that is apparently used in a lot of the diesel engines, newer diesel engines used in trucking. Australia is seeing some impacts of this as they're one of the immediate recipients of AdBlue. And this is also impacting fertilizer industry because it's also an additive used in fertilizer with wheat down. And I believe Russia's one of the largest exporters of fertilizer, or Ukraine is one of the two. Fertilizer is a big, big market in that part of the world. And that's all on hold right now. So people are trying to supplant all kind of things in order to make up for it. So AdBlue, that additive might be in short supply right now. It is at a premium, but the supply seems to be stable for the time being. But that could change. And, you know, once the diesel engines stop running, what do we do then? Another more supply chain problems. 844-500-4242. Joseph, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hi, Taylor. I want to start off by saying happy Memorial Day. And what I want to thank Crazy Brandon for, and I got a few other things to say if I can say it, is I'm not getting good medical care like I was before. They've screwed up the medical system because of carelessness and sloppiness. I may lose my right eye. I hope not.
Oh, I hope not, too.
The doctor wouldn't do even a culture. I had to go to a resident who was a lot nicer than the 15 or 20-year doctor who's been practicing. And other thing I wanted to say, if I could, he can get an older refrigerator, which doesn't have a computer, and maybe if he could make his generator run on propane, it'd be a lot better, because that's a lot of money for gas.
It sure is. Yeah, it sure is. I mean, that's you're trying to power your home and just with the basic necessities to get you through the week, and it's costing you, you know, an arm and a leg. It's tough. I feel sorry for him. If he wants to haul my old Philco refrigerator out of the basement, if somebody wants to pay for that, I suppose I'll donate it. I'll go that far because I am of the most generous and tolerant and least prejudiced and best educated generation. That's the millennials. Thank you very much for the call, Joseph. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Taylor. Have you noticed how bad the mail service has gotten recently?
I've been waiting on one piece of mail for at least 3 weeks now. It still hasn't shown up. I don't know if I'm to blame the actual sender or the carrier service, but I'm going to get to the bottom of that soon. But yes, I have noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed it, and people have been talking about it, and it's a big deal. And usually you get a local letter within a day or two, and now it's taking weeks.
Yeah, is that the average time now? Because I have been waiting on one piece of mail, and it's been 3 weeks and not a peep. I get the email updates from the USPS every day of what's coming in my mailbox, and I look at that frequently, but it still hasn't shown up. That's also what you're saying? It's taking weeks?
Yeah. I mean, the morale in the post office must be awful.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for the call, John. We got to hold you there. Heartbreak coming up. We'll get to all of your calls coming up next. Still a few spots on the line. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So you remember last year, some intern over at the White House used the official Twitter feed to put out, hey, thanks to Joe Biden, you're saving a whopping 16 cents on those pork chops and that bowl of meat and maybe a dollop of ice cream at your July 4th party. 16 cents, it was a big deal to the Brandon administration. I don't think you're getting that this year on this Memorial Day, and I dare say you're probably not going to get it on the 4th of July, Independence Day, from Joe Biden's Twitter feed. New York Post, you likely paid a premium for ground beef and chicken for any barbecues that you held today. Prices for meat rose 0.7% between March and April of this year. Individually, though, per pound, ground beef and chicken breasts rose by more than 20% per pound. Other barbecue staples like hot dogs, cheese, tomato, and lettuce also got more expensive. I think we supplied the food for our little cookout that we had over the weekend. It was my father's birthday yesterday and my mother's birthday this weekend. So happy birthday to my parents. And we had a get together at their house. I think we had 12 burger patties, 10 hot dogs, and 10 linguica dogs. And if you haven't had any, if you haven't had linguica dogs, try it. Find a place that sells linguica and get yourself some linguica dogs right away. It came out to $85, I think. You know, we threw in a couple of chips maybe, but that was it. $85 for 12 patties and 20 dogs of assorted meat. Disgusting price to pay for. Would not have cost that 2 years ago. Norman, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Norman.
Well, let's go, Brandon.
Absolutely.
17 gallons of off-road diesel for $100, then the pump cut me off.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
They're rationing out your diesel, Norman?
Well, I probably could have put my card in it again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But they shut it off, and I had enough, I hope, for the summer, but we'll see.
What'd you pay for diesel? What's the gallon price?
It depends where you go. It's from six something, and I found a place today, actually, after I paid off, you know, I paid $5.96 for $4.99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. Yeah, I search for the deals myself. I never used to. It used to be just, you know, whatever was closest and convenient, that's what you go towards, but I've got an app on my phone that'll tell me where the cheapest gas prices are, and I've got another app on my phone, Norman, where I, you get cash back on each gallon you purchase. It might be 1 or 2 cents, but, you know, it's every little bit goes towards something, you know. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. 978. Patties are $7 a pound. $7 a pound. 860, Taylor, the exhaust fluid shortage you're talking about, it's going to affect every newer farm tractor and construction equipment of every shape and size. Thank God my tractors are old. Yeah, I mean, any industry where heavy equipment is needed and you're not electrified, that's what it is. It's a big squeeze on industry, whether it's intentional or not. I mean, at some evil-rooted form. It is intentional, I'm sure. But I don't think they even expected it to go this well. Limerick guy says, not only is there a shortage of what I put into my cat, but there's also a shortage on what I need for what comes out of my cat. Thanks, Brandon. Cat litter in short supply. 978 says they're back to making their own patties. Well, I don't have your common domesticated cow in my backyard, so I can't say that I do that on my own either. Vivian, thanks for holding on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Vivian.
Oh, thank you so much. I just wanted to tell you, I love linguica. When you said that, you made my mouth water.
What was, oh linguica. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Linguica. I used to go, I am a baby boomer, so I'm going to date myself. But I used to live in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we used to always go to the Feast of the Holy Ghost, and you always had a linguica hot dog, and you are right. There's nothing better.
What did you put on it?
Nothing.
Okay.
It stands by its own.
That's an option.
Did you put something on yours?
That's an option to go just have the bare linguica dog. But the only acceptable condiment in my book is just French's yellow mustard. That's it. It does enhance.
Yeah, I love that. But anyway, you just brought up such wonderful childhood memories. God bless you, and I love watching you, and you do a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Brandon, for making our lives so miserable. But thank God for you and Howie. We get the spirit back.
We appreciate
it. Bless you all.
Thank you. You as well, Vivian. Enjoy the rest of your day. 844-500-4242. One thing I am thankful for is finally the local Portuguese feast in my neck of the woods is coming back this year. Thankfully, I'm not sure if I'm going to be playing the feast this year. The past few years, we haven't had a feast, but in years before that, I think three consecutive years, I've played the feast. We'll see this year. Nobody's reached out to me. It's okay. Sometimes you just want to go to the feast just to go to the feast, and it's a great time. I'll have to bring back Howie some malasada. He loves fried dough, so some Portuguese malasada should be pretty good for him, I think. 844-500-4242. One thing that Joe Biden did say again today was this really weird claim that's been debunked I don't know how many times, but he insists on saying it over and over. Anytime there's anything to do with guns, he feels the need to bring out this old fake chestnut. Let's go to the Brandon Cuts, Matt. Cut 21. We got cut 21? I'm sure you can guess what it is. It's the old cannon line.
And remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was back. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons.
Couldn't buy a cannon when it was passed. Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights, of course, which was adopted in 1791. He said, by the way, the Constitution and the Second Amendment were never intended to be absolute. I suppose he's alluding to the fact that it's called a living document, which means it's consulted all the time. It's always used in arguments, and the substance of the foundations and the literal meanings is always up for debate. And of course, the Second Amendment is one of those topics. But he's been fact-checked on this time and time again, most significantly by Jeff Bezos's paper, The Washington Post. Glenn Kessler, fact-checker-in-chief, June 28th, 2021. Joe Biden made the statement. He said, quote, "And I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon." Glenn Kessler said that was a lie. After 1791, David Koppel, research director and Second Amendment project director at the Independence Institute, whom Glenn Kessler consulted for this piece, he said after 1791, there were no federal laws about the type of gun you could own, and no states limited the kind of gun you could own. Not until the early 1800s were there any efforts to pass restrictions on carrying concealed weapons. Biden has asserted that the cannon restrictions happened during the Revolutionary War. Biden told Wired magazine in May of 2020, "From the very beginning, you weren't allowed to have certain weapons. You weren't allowed to own a cannon during the Revolutionary War as an individual." Historians at the time told PolitiFact that there was no evidence that this was the case. The Biden campaign could not point to any laws, but seemed to suggest Biden's point was more metaphorical than grounded in reality. Let me tell you something. Metaphors have to have some root in reality as well in order for them to be effective. Now Biden has moved the cannon metaphor to some 20 years after the Revolutionary War, and it's still wrong. In fact, Glenn Kessler writes, "You do not have to look far in the Constitution to see that private individuals could own cannons. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 gives Congress the power to declare war." This is pretty interesting. Aside of history here, Congress has the power to declare war, but there is another element of that clause that might seem strange to modern ears. Congress also had the power to grant letters of marque and reprisal. These were special waivers, reprisal, if you want to pronounce it that way. These were special waivers that allowed private individuals to act as pirates on behalf of the United States against countries engaged in war with it. The letter of marque allowed a warship to cross into another country's territory to take a ship, while a letter of reprisal gave authorization to bring the ship back to the home port of the capturer. It was basically a green pass to play capture the flag in this case being a ship in the command of another country. Individuals who were given these waivers and owned warships obviously also obtained cannons for use in battle. I believe you would call these people privateers. 860 Taylor, hot dogs on me at the White Hut in West Springfield if you want to get serious about the subject. I don't know, that might be a betrayal of my local hot dog shack that I've not frequented, but if ever I'm in the mood for a hot dog, that's where I go. Thanks very much. I appreciate the offer, though. Patrick, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to thank Brandon for my new wardrobe. ever since the 13 soldiers died, I just had to voice my opinion, and I wear shirts, anti-Biden shirts all the time, and I wear them out in public, and the amount of people that come up to me and thank me for wearing them makes everyone feel like they're not alone in this.
What do you get more of, Patrick? Do you get more compliments or more evil stares and unkind words tossed at you?
More compliments. I get very little stares or negativity now. I probably had about 5, and I've been wearing them for about 6 months now. So my most recent one was Biden wasn't elected. He was installed like a toilet. And that gets a lot of rave reviews.
I saw one earlier today, and I think there's been an iteration of it around for some time. But it was actually Sky News in Australia. They every week they'll do kind of a week in review of Joe Biden's incoherence. And the anchor said, well, this is what happens when you get a president through the mail, a mail-order president, in other words. Thanks very much for the call, Patrick. And Greg, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for a great show. I want to thank Brandon for the war in Ukraine, give you a perspective. In December 2020, I filled up at the local Costco for $1.79 a gallon. And if it wasn't for the oil prices where they were, Putin wouldn't have the money. He has the wage war. So you can put all the lives of the dead Ukrainians right on Joe Biden's shoulders and all of his minions.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Yeah, we've talked about that before. And that's another thing that Trump could have prevented. We were energy independent and we were not reliant on foreign fuel at any point. And that hurt Russia's bank account. But now it's bolstered again, thanks to us, thanks to our counterparts in Europe who are buying off of us under Trump. Yeah, it's sad. Thanks for the call, Greg. 844-500-4242. We'll finish up your calls thanking Brandon coming up right after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get your $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Memorial Day. We appreciate it. Again, Howie and Grace will be back tomorrow. 844-500-4242. Just a quick story here on why it's important to retain your Second Amendment right. Armed home invaders wearing ski masks shoot homeowner, send him to hospital. But victim also has a gun and shoots both crooks dead. Two men entered a residence in Carbon Hill, Alabama, Thursday morning, shot and injured the homeowner, but the homeowner was also armed and fatally shot both suspects. Police Chief Antoine Cobb said, "When I arrived on scene, I noticed there were two subjects dead inside the home. They had ski masks on. Deceased suspects were identified as Clifton Embry and Dwayne Turner Jr., both 47 and both from Talladega County, Alabama." The 27-year-old homeowner, good, I like a young gun owner, near the 4th Avenue Northeast and Marlon Jordan Road, was shot multiple times, remained Friday at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. The victim was recovering after surgery. So he was able to shoot the intruders dead, probably from some training he took up. You liked it. Matt, did Clifton Embry's and Dwayne Turner's mother make any comments?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I thought so. Gio, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Gio.
Hi, I want to thank Brandon for his obscure remarks about cannons, because his obscure remarks I take as an intellectual person like yourself, as not per se, but as pointers to stimulate two-sided conversation. And so I'm here as the lone voice of two-sided conversation. Benedict Arnold had some attempt to obtain French cannon through Canada. And when Dawes rode south while Paul Revere rode to Concord, Dawes said to the wagons coming, "Turn those munitions, ammunition, and those cannon around and get them into a tobacco barn."
Hmm.
So
that's pretty interesting, Gio. Now, you mentioned Lexington and Concord. I want you to hear a cut of Joe Biden. He says something different. He calls that something different. Cut 26, Matt.
"Heroes who've answered duty's call at Lexington, Concord, and Tietam and Gettysburg."
At election and Concord. Do you think he had something else on his mind, Gio?
he has a dyslexia. It's not insanity. And he's also trying to outact Trump, and he's working on his
I think he has set a bar for himself. We got to hold you there, Gio. But in typical Brandon fashion, he's not able to leap that bar. Thanks very much for all the calls. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Howie's back at 3. This is the Howie Carr Show.